The sight of a female pedestrian being mowed down by an Uber driverless car in Arizona has made us more nervous than ever about the prospect of autonomous vehicles on our roads in the near future. The US National Transportation Safety Board has now released a preliminary report about this deadly crash that determines some of the design decisions made about that car appear to have raised the likelihood of an accident. The Wire's Sophie Comer spoke to Robert Merkel, lecturer in software engineering at Monash University. He said that there were many problems with this particular test.
It didn't correctly identify what this thing that it saw on this sensors was, and also couldn't figure out the path and the speed that this object that it could see on its sensors would take into the future. That's probably to be expected when you have an experimental vehicle system that's still being tested, that it's going to make these mistakes. The most serious issues, or the most important issues that, as far as I was concerned on reading this report, was there were features of the way the test vehicle was set up that made the emergency takeover, if you like, harder than it should have been. A, because despite the software thinking that emergency braking was required, it didn't inform the driver of that in any way. And also, there was a display on the center console to monitor what was going on in the driverless car's software that the backup driver, as well as their primary job of keeping an eye out on the road, was supposed to monitor while they were going along. And it appears from the video that they were looking down at this monitor rather than at the road, whereas if they had have been looking up, well, they may well have seen the pedestrian in enough time to stop.
So how can these design features be changed so this is less likely to happen?
What maybe was required was people developing these things thinking about, well, I know this is a test vehicle, but given all the things we know about how distracting screens can be, have we designed this test to be as safe as is reasonably possible under the circumstances? Was there enough checking to make sure that the way the test was set up was as safe as reasonably possible?
And so the question is really, how could regulations be changed to better protect the safety of humans using the roads?
That is precisely the question. It's likely that the regulations in Australia will be stricter than where the US appears currently to be going with their regulation of driverless cars.
These driverless cars do still appear to have a pretty high level of risk, and taking that into account, is the world really ready as a whole for widespread driverless cars to almost outstrip the ones that are not driverless in the next few or several years, as people have forecasted?
Not all driverless cars are the same. It's not reasonable to assume that because one particular type of driverless car is clearly not ready for the road, that others are equally as bad. Secondly, the status quo, human drivers, is not particularly good either. In Australia last year, I believe over 1,200 people died on the road, and a much greater number were seriously injured. In the United States, it's 30,000, and globally, it's over 1 million people die on the roads each and every year. So the status quo isn't exactly satisfactory.
Do you believe this problem with this sort of driverless car, as you say, will be one that is easy to fix, or is it a challenge that may take a bit longer to sort out?
It's hard to know. The specific issues with the test setup that I've discussed are fairly straightforward to fix. To be able to do the tests more safely should not be terribly difficult. The question of how long it will take Uber or other companies to build vehicles where these kinds of misclassifications or misunderstandings are sufficiently rare that, human intervention becomes moot, that's another question entirely. I do believe Waymo, which used to be Google, that is the new name, well, not so new now, but the relatively new name for Google's driverless car project, they claim that in the same circumstance, they believe their car would have accurately recognised what was going on and would have taken evasive actions. But again, we're going to have to wait and see.
Robert Merkel, lecturer in software engineering at Monash University, speaking to The Wire's Sophie Coomer.